Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Come through, queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through, queen. Hi, Brendan.
Hi, Dan.
I did already congratulate you in our Patreon pre-show,
oh, no.
But it's worth repeating, a Webby Award winner in our midst.
Oh, yes.
I also mentioned putting a pin in something related to Drag Race, and I forgot to unpin it, but I'm going to do that main episode.
What is it?
Obviously, congratulations to Nymphia Wind. I saw balloons flying out.
Yeah, bubble tea.
That's great. I didn't watch the season. All Stars cast announced.
Sure.
Clips
yeah.
released.
Uh-huh.
I cannot stop with the Roxy Andrews memes that have come out of her walking out. I can't even remember what she says. It's like, baby, you can't read the doll.
You can't read the doll, yeah.
She might be enough alone to pull me back in.
I mean, Roxy Andrews has given us so much in this world.
She has made it crystal clear.
Yeah.
And I feel like I might need to be with her.
I mean, I think I'll definitely watch. I watched the finale of this past season. My only thing is, like, I wish they gave Nymphia, like, a second to breathe before they released another cast.
I mean, like, isn't this kind of, like, par for the course at this point?
Sure, yeah. Can I say something else?
You can.
I know you got a ticket to Oh Mary.
Oh, I did, baby.
I got one, too.
Oh, yeah? When are you going?
July.
Okay.
I know you're going Pride weekend.
Oh, yeah. How'd you know that?
Because you tweeted about it. you have this public thing that you post on.
But that was like in the replies.
A reply like, to someone who's been our mutual for like over a decade.
Okay. My God, I got, but like, it's so funny. Like, isn't it funny how I tweet something and I'm like shadow banned from Brendan forever, and like I'm showing up in the replies. Makes me feel sick.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. I've been wanting to see it. Now it's coming to Broadway. It's the Cola Scola show where they play Mary Lincoln.
Yeah, Mary Todd.
Mary Lincoln. Todd Lincoln.
Please.
Whatever. Yeah. Sister That Walk. It's been acclaimed. It's been so hard to get tickets. I've been looking and looking and looking. Mm. Now it's coming to Broadway. I mean, I feel like you had to be there in the first few minutes to scoop some up, but hopefully you can find a tick.
I know. I was lucky enough to scoop up, like, for some reason they're on sale for Pride Week or something.
Yeah, I found an affordable thing out of Pride Week, which is good.
Yeah.
Because I'm always busy during that time. Mm. Who knows what...
Sure, you're going
to
be...
Webby I have to go win.
Tweeting up a storm, I'm sure. Okay. Wow, that's like the amuse-bouche from the pre-show to main course now.
Sure, yeah.
Where we now have the news to attend to.
Yeah, so there's a lot of news.
There's a lot of news.
First of all,
New York centric.
New York, New York.
I mean, we're reporting live from, so.
So this is from the Washington Post.
Oh,
so we're reporting, so you don't have to click. Real Housewives of New York City alum Sonia Morgan has opted to auction off her stunning, that's an interesting word, Upper East Side townhouse next month. Gimme Shelter has learned.
Oh.
The five-story townhome at 162 East 63rd Street. Okay, doxing. Will be sold.
Oh, we all know.
Yeah, I mean, like, we've all driven by it. Will be sold online on May 29th by Concierge Auctions in cooperation with longtime luxury broker Adam Modlin of the Modlin Group.
Okay.
The sale opens on May 15th with no minimum. So,
okay.
Throwing in my $5. Beginning bids are expected to range between $1.75 million to $3.75 million, according to Paulina Kimball, Vice President of Business Development of Concierge Auctions. There's a lot of people involved
here. Ma'am, I'm sorry. $1.75 to $3.75, like,
that's nothing.
You might as well just say, like, it's going to be in the range of a number that we as humans no exists.
Yeah, sure. But also, like, that's basically, like, free in Manhattan these days.
I mean, I feel like we as a family can come together.
Yeah.
And purchase this home.
Yeah. I'm on TikTok. I see, like, one-bedroom apartments for that much money. The dwelling, which famously comes with a secret elevator, I don't think it's that secret, that was often part of Bravo's hit Roni series, has been on and off the market since 2013 when it first asked $9.95 million.
Oh, dear.
Up until last week, it was listed for $7.5
million. Oh, dear.
Quote, this is the Sonia quote. Quote, the townhouse has been our cherished home for decades, Morgan said in a statement. In addition to raising my daughter here, we entertain heads of state, royalty, luminaries, and luminaries, and Fortune 500 CEOs.
Fortune Feimsters?
Oh, she wishes. I know Aquaria's been there. Many memories were made over the years, including hosting my daughter's friends from boarding school and university, and so many noteworthy moments were filmed by NBC for Bravo and Peacock TV. Now, as an empty nester, I am ready to share this turnkey, easy-to-manage jewel over to someone new to enjoy as we did. Okay. The gag of the past how many seasons of Roni were that this was not an easy-to-manage jewel.
Okay. My worry is, like, Crappy Lake not picked up for another season.
Yeah.
Sonia and the City, world tour, not succeeding at the heights of, like, Lou's Cabaret, which I feel like the girls can't stop talking about. And she's getting booked for these, like,
Ladyland, which we went to a few years ago.
Like, something over, like, across the pond in, like, the UK.
Like,
she's on these festival lists.
Yeah. I've been to Sonia in the City twice, once within the past year. There is a good turnout, but I don't think she is hoofing it like Lou is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She's not coming in with a show. She wants the show to just happen.
Yeah. Also, Lou, I think, has, like, a probably good business manager who's like, we're doing this festival, this festival.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that, like, she is doing Ladyland, which is a place that we went to a few years ago when Christina Aguilera was headlining.
Yeah.
And I think Kim Petras is the headliner, but just dropped out.
Okay.
So
maybe Lou will
ascend.
Rise to the top.
Yes.
I mean, all she's got to do is put on a T. Kyle remix and, like, the girls will go wild.
Serving cunt.
Okay.
Just the story of this, this home.
Like, Not to quote Taylor, but, like, it's giving down bad.
Yeah.
I'm worried.
I would love to just, like, they should do a fan experience, like, the last weekend in Sonia's home. Just, like, you pay $100, you get to go have, like, two cocktails there and explore the space. That's, like, an easy money grab.
Also, this company has been featured on Buying Beverly Hills, auctioning off, interestingly enough, a home that Paul Nassif purchased and renovated and was trying to sell and then couldn't get the number he wanted. And then it was just like, let's just auction and get rid of this.
Paul, please.
So it's like Paul and Sonia in the same sentence right now.
It's so interesting. Turn it into like an apartment building.
That Sonia's.
Yeah.
No, the person who buys it can like truly turn into an experience, I think.
Yeah. Like, oh my God.
We could turn it into an experience.
A haunted house.
I think like Sleep No More closed. Like this could be Sleep No More 2.0, I think.
Yes.
This is like the place for it. Easy access to parking too.
Mm-hmm.
You drive in,
mm-hmm.
park your car,
mm-hmm.
Sleep No More.
Yeah, Sonia's red dress comes off at a certain point.
No, that's
a big part of the experience.
Oh yeah, I think there is nudité in Sleep No More.
Yeah, Sonia kicking Alex McCord out after the marriage equality march.
Of course.
So much has happened there. So the brown ice, of course.
The brown ice.
Do you want to tell us about Bethany?
Oh, I could tell about Bethany, sure. Okay, so here's the thing. This is from People Magazine. Bethany Frankel is taking time to grieve the death of her mother, Bernadette Burke. The Real Housewives of New York City alum announced on Tuesday, April 23rd, that she is pausing her popular iHeartRadio podcast, Just Be Divorced, with Bethany Frankel, to give herself the time and space to process her loss. She says, I've chosen to temporarily remove my divorce podcast as a result of an overwhelming response and an influx of messages that have converged with the most significant loss of my life. It is impossible for me to grieve and process both of these traumatic events at the same time. She added, the unforeseen circumstances and the reaction of this triggering topic has confirmed how important this conversation is. In the coming weeks, we will continue the dialogue to help you navigate your challenging divorce journeys.
Yeah, so she removed, like she had started this Just Be Divorced podcast that was like in the same feed, sometimes in a different feed as all her other podcasts. And then her mother passed. And I will say her post about her mom was actually like powerful to me. Like
given, shockingly.
Given just like what we know about Bethany recently and just like the complicate her being able to like hone in on the complicated relationship of it all. I was like, wow, this is not great, but like so interesting.
It's just like not what I would expect from a 2024 Bethany.
Yeah.
Like this feels like the, I don't know if like clear headed is the right word, but like the Bethany that we knew that like we could all relate to and understand.
Yeah, the girl we knew, that's exactly right. The one that like we first fell in love with.
Yeah.
And I think an interesting thing to me, I know that there had been talk about like potentially trying at some point to have Bernadette and Bryn meet, but like we know as viewers, I don't think we ever like really got got to know that. Like we thought that would have never happened, but then they apparently like had this relationship, which I think was really important.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's like in the end of her carousel on Instagram, like there's a photo of the two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would have known?
Yeah.
Wow. So with all of that said,
mm-hmm.
we should probably explain this week. We're coming out a little early. It's a treat for you. Although for the summer lovers out in Montauk, unfortunately, we're not covering regular plain Summer House this week.
Right.
So we'll like double up next week. We'll catch you all up.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy Joe is saying Summer House, the best show on television.
Yeah.
We all need to be watching this.
Yeah. I'll be watching live probably on Thursday night. So you can like tune in.
Tune in. But with that said, to Martha.
To Martha. Great show.
I gotta say like I had a busy weekend and I was like, I don't know if I'm like in the right space for Martha right now.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually a joy of an episode.
Of course. Yeah.
It was a joy of an episode. We're picking up with Jasmine's little breakdown out at the restaurant versus Bria.
Yeah. I mean, we've got like this entire restaurant situation. We talked about it last week. It's like, there were a lot of like, various breakdowns.
Oh, yes. Bria is just, running around in circles.
I know. And we'll get a little to Bria a little later where I had a problem for once in my life.
Oh, okay, okay.
But yeah, she is running around in circles.
She's running with Preston. She's running with Jasmine. We're wrapping it up. Mm-hmm. We're going home. We get home. Milo's terrorized the home.
Of course.
Just the bedroom, though, thankfully. And Bria's just like yelling at anyone who walks by. And then wants sleep support.
This was wild to me.
I was laughing.
And then, like, Nick is so confused.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's confused.
Yeah. But, like, she specifically asked Nick to be sleep support. And he's like,
I have a girlfriend.
I have a girlfriend.
You have a Simon who will punch me when he opens the door and sees sleep support. Yeah, but that was really funny. Yeah. And that, it kind of just, like, ends that night.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, we are playing basketball.
Yes.
I got to say, they've been...
doing activities.
Very active this season. It feels like we've been doing a lot of different stuff this year.
And, like, it's interesting because it's, like, it must be harder to, like, get out of the house because we're only on one island.
Mm. It's not like regular somewhere else where, like, we could have shenanigans over in the city as well.
Exactly.
So we're doing that, and Shanice twists her ankle.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Wait, later in the episode when she's crawling on the floor around her bedroom, I'm like, girl.
Anytime they put the camera on Shanice, I'm like, what is happening? Just like her sitting there with like that bottle of rosé, just like chugging it out of the spout.
Yeah.
Like, wild. Hampton's water.
Oh, yeah. A lot of Hampton's water here in Martha. We had like a little bit of a heart-to-heart between Preston and Bria during basketball. And you got to give it to Preston.
He's willing to make things happen.
He's willing to make things happen.
He's willing to get on FaceTime or whatever.
Yeah, to jump ahead. We're going on the FaceTime with Phil. And Preston was kind of a pro in dealing with it. And granted, like, Phil definitely came across differently in FaceTime than he did when he terrorized the house last year.
Him being like so offended that like Preston made fun of him being like a comedian or said like, you're not a comedian, you're not funny or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was funny, actually.
I know, but that's like, that is like, ugh.
But I never would I have guessed his career as comedian from from the first go around.
Because he wasn't funny.
Yeah.
But that is like fragile masculinity. No offense to any men out there.
Yeah. In between this. Now this is like strangely, incredibly relevant to the present day gay Twitter. Bria going to the club with the dog. Now.
Okay.
Ma'am.
Ooh. I had a problem with this.
Mm-hmm.
First of all. Okay. So from your perspective.
Yeah.
You're not a dog lover.
Oh, no.
As somebody who is a dog lover.
Yeah.
It is horrible.
Well, I mean, like, for those who love the dog.
The dog doesn't want to be
at the club.
And this happens this Sunday night.
At Paradisco
at LeBain.
Yeah.
There was, like, a dog with, like, two. They looked like Pokemon villains, you know?
Well, like, the Pokemon villains, like, famously, it's, like, one looks like this, and then, like, the other one, like, looks like this, but just with like a different palette swap.
Exactly. Yeah. So they were holding this dog at this like place on the roof of the Standard, and on a Sunday, it's like, who the dog wants to be at like the dog park or home
in the fields?
Yeah, in the fields or like watching Maury Povich or something.
Mm.
Anything but this. And the same with Milo. He didn't want to be at the club.
And the gays got kicked out.
Yeah.
And Milo
got kicked out.
They didn't even get that far in.
Yeah.
They were denied. Access denied. And Bria's just kind of like walking the streets of Martha with Milo.
Encountering skunks,
kind of fighting with Simon some more. The usual. It was actually a little bit of a shock that like they went to the club and then she was still there when they were all going to go home.
Well, yeah. She went and sat in the car and called Simon. And then he was like, oh, I've arrived at your place.
Mm.
And he was like, your essence is still here. And he, like, he said something rude about it. I was like, okay, they hate each other.
And they're very strange. Like, the way she was talking about, like, oh, he doesn't have any friends in Europe. It's like, wait, what?
The whole continent?
Isn't, like, aren't we there because of him?
Yeah.
Like, you're not forcing him to be in Europe. Yeah, so that's fun.
I think some people just don't make friends.
Mm. We can't be friends. Okay. This ain't Texas. I'm here. What a cute little event he's throwing for the family.
I know. Show me something bad about Amir.
I mean, I think... I mean, we didn't love him. No, we loved him, but we didn't love him and Jordan last year. But I feel like they have patched things up a little bit. Especially, I mean, they were doing the shots at the bar while everyone was crying.
I know, that was the best. Those are my two favorites. There was like the weird scene of him talking, trying to FaceTime his girlfriend.
Oh, abort mission.
I know.
Let's get out of here.
I know.
I wonder, I'm pretty sure Amir's been on Watch Women's Live this season, but maybe not now that I think of it. Because then I would have remembered like Andy like
he was
being happy.
He was in the audience when he was in the audience at some point.
Oh, okay.
Right?
But he hasn't been in the seat this season?
I don't know.
That just reminds me. I don't think we've discussed this on the podcast. Martha is getting a reunion this year.
Thank God.
Thank you, God. Martha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Martha.
The Father and the Son, then Holy Martha. Amen. Sorry, my mom, if you're listening to that. Oh, my
God. I'm so used to giving, now we get to receive.
I know.
But, okay.
Your question is it going to be set or is it going to be in Watch What Happens Live?
Listen, I don't want to be greedy. I know I was begging for one thing and then I got it, but now I'm begging for something else. I just don't like the vibe of like a Watch What Happens Live reunion. It just feels so like cheap and rushed.
And for a cast this big.
Oh, we can't do it justice. What are we going to be sitting on each other's laps?
Yeah, so let's get us down to Sherry Shepherd Studios where we do the other reunions in New York City.
Please.
Let's make it happen.
Where we do cast announcements for RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay. But Amir. He had his cute rodeo moment, then he had his cuter moment later.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I had fun riding the horses. I was like... Everyone's like, oh, but, and then like Jordan's like, actually, I'm an equestrian. I was like, wait, what?
Have you ever ridden a horse?
I think there's like a picture of me like as a child on a horse that you've seen.
Maybe. Okay. Was it a pony though?
Mm.
Oh yeah, I did recently see an influx of like childhood photos of you.
Yeah.
Were you wearing the clown makeup in that one?
I am a professional clown. Protect that kid. That's all I gotta say.
Don't bring out my next Webby.
Webby incoming. All right, Adele, relax. Friggin' Webby over here. Okay. Brennan wants to like double dip. He wants us to get come through queen webbies while he's already getting webbies. He wants to be like dropping webbies. This ain't Texas. Oh, okay. Here's a question, and maybe my eyes are deceiving me. I know, and like she could do whatever she wants to do and thinks it's safe, but it felt like Jasmine didn't ride the horse, but then she participated in the relay race.
Well, yeah, you also, yeah.
I think there were different legs of the race, so maybe she was participating in, like, a safer leg.
Yeah, this also came up with you during, like, a previous episode when she was doing, like, those other games.
Yeah.
I think it's good that we are now, like, in announcement territory where now we can just be careful.
Well, but the humor is only sweet baby Amir did not know.
He's so cute.
But everyone's like, mocktails, big titties, she's glowing, this, that. And
I guess I would know. Or actually, no, I'm actually like, I can be Amir stupid too.
I'm sorry. Like, I understand people like stop drinking or take a break from drinking, but this girly pop coming on season two, all of a sudden just like not drinking.
Yeah.
And looking a little pregnant.
Yeah. But then I wouldn't want to comment on somebody's appearance like that.
Of course, but like, it'd be in the back of your head.
Sure.
But I did love when they all like gathered around her and was like, we love you and the baby.
Mm-hmm. I like the gag of like the guest coming.
Oh yeah. Guys, there's a guest coming. There's a guest coming. There was like a Noelle Summer Bria fight while Summer and Noelle were trying to like talk out their mutual thing. Love with for Alex.
But it was like, it was more of a misunderstanding. And I feel like Noelle did like really, not pave it over, but like really made it.
Smoothed it over.
Yeah.
Well, it was Bria who was instigating and drove Summer crazy.
Yeah.
But Summer, the way Summer has said 20 times this season, he's been inside me. It's kind of giving Dorinda saying clip, clip, clip like 100 times. Like, but please even, like, stop saying this.
Even weirder, like the way she was describing it in that hot tub, being like, oh, like he made me come this many times. Did she not say that? She said that, right?
I did not take that in.
I think she did invoke come.
Okay. And now it's we're at the Apollo for
a talent show,
essentially. Yes. Preston is the judge, the Simon Cowell.
Mm-hmm.
And we really have an assortment of things. I wish we could have all maybe much like Drag Race, like thought about this even before like landing in Martha.
Yeah, I looked down and I looked up at some point and I was like, oh, we're all assigned to somebody and we're doing impressions. So at some point I thought this was just like an impressions thing.
But we started with meow, 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 which felt very you.
Yeah.
It felt like you would have been one of the meow girls.
Oh, of course. I'm always a meow girl.
And then Nick and Jordan were just like, oh, we'll be each other. But like we kind of already did that with the like decades.
Yeah.
Night as well. Jasmine with her sad rap.
Can't win them all.
Alex singing, and then interestingly enough, releasing like an EP after this episode came out.
Beautiful.
Brianna Milo gymnastics. It's like, as if bringing the dog to the club wasn't enough. Now we're throwing this little...
Why are we putting him through so much?
This poor little dog. So like, by process of elimination... The tortured chat GPT poet is our winner.
He's just so charming.
He really is. It's like Martha charm. Yeah. Forget Southern charm. It's Martha charm here.
Yeah.
And I think that's it for Martha.
Yeah.
To Martha.
We love you, Martha.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
And now we must turn our attention to kind of like akin to Cowboy Carter Smoke Hour, Jack's 2 hour.
Yes.
2 hours of Jax Taylor.
Can you believe?
Can you believe? I could not believe. From 8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
To be with Jax Taylor that long, torture.
I gotta say.
You had some fun. His beat was sick. You wanted to take a ride on his disco stick?
I want to congratulate him on his hair loss.
Yes.
These are two good episodes of television.
Yeah, I know that like everyone feels we're like on a Housewives drought right now.
But if you're a fan of the kids.
The four kids shows, and by kids we mean people our age.
Some older.
Yeah, in their mid-30s to
early
40s, they're really pulling it out.
They're carrying, as I say. We're doing a FaceTime with Ariana and the boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. We did two of these.
Prepping him for, I don't know if it's San Francisco or San Diego.
San Francisco.
Something with a San.
Yeah.
The boyfriend doesn't really like...
jump off the screen?
Do it for me.
Okay.
He's not really like giving me charisma, uniqueness.
Nerve.
Nerve or talent.
Isn't his name Dan?
Yeah.
Another loss for the Dans.
Well, you know, I don't mind that. I like being like number one.
I wouldn't say
name a better Dan. I'll wait.
Ooh,
Giesling? No, we hate him.
Oh, good point.
See, I'm waiting.
Yeah, you might be right.
I might be number one. Okay.
Oh, Danity Kane.
Well, not quite.
Yes.
And they don't
exist.
Counts
as a Dan.
And they don't exist. That's in the past.
Okay.
That's like if you're like doing George's and you're like, oh, George Washington. That, he's not here, bitch.
Ooh, what about Brendan?
I'm like sneaking in there. Okay. Jack's visiting the Kennedys, planning Jack's brunch.
Yes.
The Kennedys. The Kennedy compound. Actually, truly, this season has been a season at the Kennedy compound.
Yeah. Forget about Hyannisport. The new Kennedy compound is in Burbank.
Near the airport.
I think it's important for a Kennedy to be near the airport because as somebody like in that status, you have to be able to
get on a
plane.
One of those little rinky-dink planes.
Well, that might be a little too soon.
Too sad. How much more do we have to wait? Okay.
So I'm like still trying to think of like a better Dan.
I don't, keep Can't trying. I'll wait. I love the juxtaposition of like Jax and the Kennedys and
stop.
No, I actually like sometimes like I just like I'm on the right level. I feel like right now I'm on the right level.
Wait, now that you're bringing this into fruition, Carol needs to be on Vanderpump Rules.
To visit the Kennedy compound?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I like the juxtaposition of like Jax and the Kennedys Brittany and Sheena.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing like a twofer.
Mm-hmm.
Two for one.
The fact that these two snuck themselves back onto this show in this way is wild. But, I mean, you have to realize, it's all connected, obviously. Like
New York Telephone.
Nobody wants to talk about how Lisa Vanderpump is an executive producer on The Valley.
Mm. People are afraid to say it.
Yeah.
But we're not.
I mean, Lisa's afraid to say it. She's acting like she's surprised that one...
She's like, Jax, how dare you step foot on one of my properties? It's like, ma'am, you are working with that.
Yeah. You and Alex Baskin... got together.
You put your heads together.
Yeah.
You're like, we need our boy.
Anytime I hear the last name Baskin, I always think of like that TikTok sound from 2020 about Carol Baskin.
Well, I wouldn't know because as we all know, I'm a new TikToker.
Yeah. Just for, to see the ends.
Okay. So then Brittany and Sheena juxtaposed with Brock and Friend.
Ooh, Brock... Here's the thing. I feel like gay Twitter is like really trying to gas Brock up because he does look a certain way in a Speedo. And that's what people like to look at.
I got to say, not to really jump ahead, but to be laying in one of those floaties and look good is like...
talent.
Hard to accomplish.
That is charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent.
Like if I was laying in one of those, I would look like a creature from the deep. And like everyone's like loving him in laying in that floating.
Yeah.
And to jump somewhere else in the episode, when they flash back to like him in a reunion a few seasons ago, talking about something, when he was like wearing his like half up, half down man bun.
Sure, yeah.
He looks so much better now.
Well, of course.
With like the cute little haircut.
Well, yeah, you like love a haircut.
Nothing's better than a haircut. No, I'm excited. I don't know if you've heard the news. Kyle's cutting the mullet at the reunion.
Okay.
This is like a new era. It's like, forget Taylor Reputation eras. We got Kyle Cook's eras.
Coming. Okay, well, because he's getting jealous that Wes, Wes came along and did him better.
Soul the Sunshine, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Sheena and Brock. I'm sorry. The Lala thing, I'm like laughing.
Yeah.
Like her constantly bringing up like, you and Lala are going to fuck. Like that, that much I know. And she's like, you want me to get a nanny? A woman you're going to fuck?
It's so crazy. And she's blaming it all on Tom Sandoval.
Tom, this is your fault. Sheena, truly one of the least well.
Yeah. And not to jump ahead, but everyone's like, everyone's shitting on the moment where like Tom's like, well, you did this to Sheena and being like, well, that's like, you can't bring that up. I'm not saying...
I fear you can.
I'm not saying it's like that relevant to 2024. But also,
yeah.
It's not relevant. Let's not. The way that Vanderpump Rules people make the cast makes rules as far as like where's the line as far as like our behavior compared to this person's behavior.
Yeah. It's as if like no. Like my records in court were sealed. Like you cannot use that in a court of law. It's
yeah.
Like, I fear that I can.
Yeah. And like, okay, you were 21. Okay. Yeah, I get that. We all make mistakes when we're young. Sure.
Yeah,
Tom sucks too. But it's like, let's not pretend that we're all saints here.
What they all need to understand is they all suck. Once they all come to that realization, which I think is like a realization that they have in the Valley. I think they all understand that they all suck.
Yeah. They all suck and fuck in the Valley.
They all suck and fuck. The pump kids need to understand they all suck.
Yeah. No, it's just like, to me, it's like Sheena's acting like she was an innocent bystander in like the breakup of a marriage. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, actually the premise of this show you're on
is
because you broke up that marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously like you're not the only, it was obviously Eddie Cibrian who was actually probably more of the person here, but let's stop pretending.
Speaking of broken up marriages, the Bubba's on a date. I would venture to say Love Was Winning.
I would say I would watch this as a TV show week to week. I want a, actually daily, I want a Bubba
cameras up
talk show. Like, forget Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. It's Diners with the Bubbas.
Forget Kelly and Mark. It's Bubba and Bubba live.
Yeah. And then famously, my family called me Bubba growing up, so then I could join.
You could be like the...
Ross Matthews.
No. Like, what's the man on...
Gelman?
Gelman. You're the Gelman of, the our, Gelman. Of our generation. Oh, boy.
Isn't he still... he is still around. I saw his face today, but isn't it wild he's still around? He's been with us for so long.
I mean, wasn't Gelman Gelmaning in the 80s?
I think he was Gelmaning, like, at the beginning of Regis.
Yeah, I know. Gelman, Regis... And Kelly, I'll say.
He was with Kathy,
I know, he was with Kathy. Okay, Michael Gelman, 62.
Okay.
So he was in his 20s in the 80s?
I guess. And he was Gelmaning. I feel like a lot of these shows, they find their person and they stay around.
But like, he was allowed to do it in his 20s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because everyone's... That's the thing about capitalism. Everyone stays in their jobs and they don't let the younger people come up.
Yeah, let's come up. Okay.
Was I too harsh about Sheena?
No.
Okay.
She's the biggest loser.
Okay.
It's like, forget Caroline Ray from... Isn't Caroline Ray like the host of The Biggest Loser? She's just in the mind space from My Life on the D-List. She's in the Toys for Tots episode.
Was she the host?
I'm pretty sure she was the host.
I would, if I were talking about The Biggest Loser, wasn't like that awful woman, Jillian Michaels?
She was one of the
trainers,
muscular people. She trainers.
Said something bad recently. Google it.
She's prone to do.
Think about what you would say recently about current events and Google it.
I'm good. I got it. Okay. The Sheeniversary. The Shays celebrate their anniversary. Phones down, eyes up,
because
Sheena wants to like vlog the anniversary. Obviously,
that's interesting. That's good for her.
But like, Evolution Media is vlogging it. Like, you don't have to vlog this one.
I know, but she needs like her little personal vlogs. Mm. That's how like that's kind of how they caught Raquel and Tom, right?
By vlogging?
Partly. Like, I feel like there was vlog evidence.
I thought it was just like. A phone fell.
No. I mean, like, they caught it that way, but I feel like in the aftermath, when this is a big part of the conversation also, like, when all these people were trying to use this situation to get ahead, I feel like Sheena found
the
footage. She found footage from a vlog from her marriage weekends, and that's, like, how we found out that, like, Tom was, like, pinching Raquel's butt.
Sheena was like, Brock, I got a job for you. Rewatch.
Go back in the
all
vaults.
The vlogs, and look for evidence. It was like Lady Gaga going to the Capitol.
Yeah, except Gaga did it herself. She didn't hire Michael or whatever his name is. Matthew, what's her fiance's name? That tech guy.
It's just like all the girls are like releasing music, and Gaga's going to the Capitol.
Well, no, now she's like shilling for like Zyrtec.
Nerd tech. ODT. Okay. We got to get on track. Schwartz's tats.
I will say something about Schwartz's tat. When we were just shown like the sketch, I was worried. Mm. But once we were shown the actual finished image on his body, I was like, actually, this looks good.
Yeah.
I think Katie should get a matching one.
Identical.
Yeah.
Butters and Gordo.
Because they share the dogs.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, them both texting Tori at the same time?
I think we could cut the crap.
Yeah.
Like, we don't even need that. Like, Bubba's just hanging out. We're good enough. Like, they think we need Tori. But, like, you guys are, like, put on a show.
Yeah. I think what they need is
Joe.
No. Well, yes. We all need Joe. But what Bubba and Bubba need are like, it is a little bit of like conflict. Mm. There needs to be some tension
Joe's enough.
I know. And I heard, Joe gave like Katie a good review from the reunion, so let's watch what happens.
Oh,
saying Katie was nice to her and apologized.
Oh my god, Joseph. Okay.
I fear like after the reunion, we're never going to see Joseph again.
No, the fact that she was there is cause enough to celebrate.
I know, and I cannot wait for our surprise Christina Kelly cameo.
Well, that's going to like
that only we know about.
That's going to set the world on fire. They didn't want to show her a look. It was too beautiful, too emotional.
No, you had to wear sunglasses. It was like looking at the eclipse. Like,
okay. Sando at Schwartz is tatting, trying to convince him to move in.
I know. And then falling out of his chair.
That was fun. That was good.
Also, he always has like one of those like non-alcoholic beers. I forget what brand it is. Is it Michelob?
Yeah, I think so.
He always has one
at the at the tatting?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Sheena does too.
Okay. We could like lump all this together. James and Allie at the like face sculpting place.
Mm-hmm.
That later spills into the brunch after party.
Mm-hmm.
Of he won't go to this wedding because of Pippi.
Hippie. Right?
Sure.
It's him.
This is like what gets me going.
Him sitting with all the girls and Katie's like, hey, I talked to Allie about this, which is like Katie's relaying a conversation she had with like a girl who's like 10 plus years younger than her, which is, again, it's like, what are we doing here?
Well, she's a girl's girl.
She's a world's girl.
The hit song by Allie Luber, girl's girl.
And then... James is talking to each of these women as if he's the only one who has struggled with some creature that he's taking care of.
A creature?
Well, when we have...
two mothers.
All of them have dogs, right?
Everyone has a dog.
And then two of them have actual human children?
Yeah. It's like to quote Megan King Edmonds, everyone here's a mother.
It is, and he's getting like so worked up.
Like this dog was like out in the streets.
I know, like bring it to anyone. Like, have you, I know they said they tried Vanderpump dogs, but have you tried Lisa Vanderpump herself?
Yeah, I'm sure she would want to film a scene with Pippi.
She's the one who brought this dog back into your life.
Ooh.
I mean, like I'd take it if I was in town.
And he'd bite you.
Who cares? I've been bitten by worse.
Bite back, bitch. yeah, that's like really annoying. And she is in the wedding party.
And okay, for her to travel home to Ohio, she's now a TV star, right?
Mm.
And so people know who her boyfriend is.
They want to see him.
So for her to go back and she's in the wedding party and to have to explain, well, he didn't want to come because we have this dog who he doesn't trust with anyone. That's humiliating. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Listen, it's like I like her, so I want her. It's like if you love something, set it free. Like I wanted to set her free from James.
Okay.
There's so much more out there for you, girl.
But let's also remember she was a fan.
I know.
Nobody ever talks about how she met him because she came to one of his DJ sets that was advertised as Vanderpump Rules star James Kennedy.
I think like the way she spins it is like she was with a friend who's a bigger fan.
Okay.
Like I think she said like, oh, I've not seen all of it or something. Right?
Sure.
Which could, she could just be speaking, but.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay, Jack's brunch. You got to hand it to him. He's really setting the scene.
He makes me laugh sometimes.
Between LVP and him, that was like we were volleying the pickleball back and forth.
Well, yeah. Speaking of acting, too, it's like LVP here. It's like we're pretending.
Oh,
we're pretending.
Guillermo, who let him in?
And LVP is an executive producer on Jax's show, The Valley, too.
Yeah.
as we should note.
Sure.
So, hello.
And then, okay, so then he goes and talks to Schwartz in the backyard. And 4 minutes later. Now, I hate to gossip. You got to give it to him.
I mean, he cracked Lala up. He even gave a, got a small smile out of Katie in that moment.
Even Katie.
And the gossip was that Schwartz and Sandoval have been talking about moving in together. And like, he's... the thing is, like, Ariana is not bothered by, like, the fact that Schwartz could possibly move into that house after she leaves.
Yeah.
Which, like, Schwartz loved.
I mean, I gotta say, like, to go from, like, I don't even want to, like, look at anybody that has looked at Sandoval to now, like, smiling at Schwartz is a big journey she's been on.
And to, like, be, like, hanging out in a backyard in Burbank under the flight path eating Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Like, she is bringing a lot, I will say.
Didn't she seem, like, chippy with Schwartz?
Yeah.
Like, smiling and laughing.
Yeah, we're friends again.
Okay. So we go back to Kennedy compound after Jack's brunch.
Carol Radswell's there. Is, who's
Lee?
The...
Lee Radswell.
Well, R.I.P. Her grave is there.
Well, no, the Twitter account.
Yeah. Who's like the... There's the one Kennedy that's like grinding everyone's goat right now. Like the young one.
The one running for prez?
No, not Robert F. No, like...
F. Robert.
Like Caroline Kennedy's son.
Oh, what's he doing?
Jack something. He's like posting like thirst traps, but also like posting thoughts on Twitter. Schlossberg.
Okay. What are his... thoughts?
Just very interesting thoughts all around.
Which is the one that Taylor used to love?
Connor Kennedy.
We don't really hear much from him.
No, you don't. Mm. But that was the one like that she apparently bought a house like in Hyannis, nearby.
Yeah. I feel like that should have been endgame. Taylor and a Kennedy, that would have been like, see.
I know, but like we've got our new Kennedys with James and Allie.
The Kelseys? Oh.
Oh, and the Kelseys too.
Okay. Jax is on a tear. I'm a father. We have a babysitter. My wife said I could do this. I'm going to drink. He was wild.
It's like kind of the same behavior he did the first couple of episodes of The Valley too. Mm. It's like it was just missing a leaf blower.
And he's like, Brittany, thou shalt not drink. Thou shalt not drink.
And then he has a problem with Katie because Katie...
Is a Reddit girl.
Yeah, she's... Well, same.
Who amongst us? Yeah.
Me, like, typing in the different Reddits all day, every day. The ones that I like to visit. I won't tell you the list.
Don't they, like, auto-populate for you, though?
Well, yeah, but then I like to seek out which ones I think are more active because there's like certain ones that aren't active and certain ones that are. And I run the gamut of like, I look on the Reddits of every single interest I have.
I gotta see those.
I send you information about some stuff.
I know, but not every single.
Well, yeah, you don't know all my interests.
Mm. Okay. And then we land at Sheena vs. Brock and Sheena vs. Tom. A fight for the ages.
Okay, so Brock was being a little bitch. No matter how great he looks in his like little swimsuit, it's like, get out of the pool and bring your wife home. Y'all live so far away. Do you know how far away it is from Burbank to Marina Del Rey at this point?
Is that where they even still live?
At this point, they did. They did not buy their valley houses until recently. So we're going far away. We're going to the beach.
But, like, I also wonder, like, I feel like summer honeymoon Davies Shay is already asleep.
But she wants to get home by 9 to put that baby to sleep.
I would venture to say the baby's asleep by 9 p.m.
Well, she wants to read the baby. It's Halloween books.
I know, but I think she's having a liar face.
Okay.
There's no way the baby's still awake at 9 p.m. Like, the sun was already down, and this is summertime. Yeah. Like we got the summertime sadness.
I think the sun is different in LA.
How different is
it? I don't know.
Is it, if anything, is it even out longer?
Probably, because it sets in the west.
So if it's down, That means like this.
Are we at 2 a.m. right now?
We're not putting Summer Moon, Ani Davies, Brock Shea Jr.
Okay, what time do babies at this age go to sleep?
I feel like in the 7 o'clock hour, like between 7 and 8.
Okay.
So like 9 is a big jump.
Sure. Okay, but you're on his side really here?
A Brock? I mean, they have a babysitter. And like, isn't the problem like they never go out?
They're out every episode.
Well, I think, so the mom is there.
Sure, but like these people are hanging out with their friends literally every episode of the show.
Yeah, but also like this is their job. Like,
yeah, but at some point you can be like, I want to go home.
Mm. Okay. I think whatever, it doesn't matter. We already talked about it, but like Tom Regina was one for the ages. And the way that like everyone was like stopped in their tracks, like Schwartz and Ariana are over here.
Yeah.
And then there was like Ariana and Lala together when like he was like screaming about you were the other woman. And when Lala was like, whoa. I was like, wait.
That gets me activated.
It's like much like Megan Edmonds, we're all the other women.
Exactly. No, it's so interesting. I did like watching James during it because he gets like, you can tell he gets like excited by the conflict. So he like kind of revs himself up a little bit.
Well, as the host at the Kennedy compound, yeah.
Exactly. No, I mean, like, it's like, they're all a bunch of losers. It's like, if we deal with, like, yelling fits from people being like, I cannot believe you brought up the fact that I was the other woman when I was 21. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
How old was Raquel?
Mm. Like 20, yeah, like 25 or something.
Yeah.
But you want to crucify her.
Exactly.
But the thing is, like, it sounds like we're like defending bad people, but I think instead we are saying everybody is bad.
Exactly. No, the only person who's good is Katie Maloney.
You better stop.
I'm sorry. I mean, the worst thing she did was fuck her ex-husband's best friend, which okay. She was justified. I'm sorry.
Great.
Women's rights.
That was favor women's rights. Suffrage. Okay.
Not suffrage. That's like specifically voting.
Yeah, I know.
We like, voted for Katie.
I hereby vote for Katie. Okay. The Valley.
Way down in the valley.
Is that like a track from the Tortured Poets?
No. So in high school, our football field was called The Valley, and there was a song about it because it was in a valley.
It's like an original piece?
Yeah, it was called, like, they would sing, like, way down in the valley, way down in the valley. And I, like, I was.
They had valleys in Georgia?
Yeah. And I was a part of football culture, so we always had to sing that song.
Oh, God.
It was called Raider Valley. Look it up. Marietta, Georgia, Walton High School.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's where I went. Class okay. 05. Summa cum laude. Valedictorian.
You were valedictorian?
No, of course not.
Get the fuck out of here.
Could you imagine?
Get out of here. Okay, Luke and Duty.
Okay. Mr. Van Gogh.
Mr. Van Gogh, pre-ear chop, and Duty is sitting on the floor to talk because she needs to be grounded.
But she's like not paying attention to anything he's saying in this moment.
Yeah.
He's
as
like,
as well she should not.
He's like, I really need to like go back to Colorado to like find some of my stuff.
I need to retrieve my belongings. And she's like, it is too hot and you need to get your water there.
And like the fact that like they've got this like random gecko. Also,
oh,
can I say something?
You can say something, then I will say something, like a conversation.
Okay. They live in the same building as Katie Maloney, and Katie Maloney has done a much better job with her space than they have.
Yeah. Yes, and I cannot, like, I'm looking around, and I cannot take my eyes off. When Duty's grounded on the floor, she has two, like, power cables, power plugs, like the wires, like strewn across the wall, like to a dresser. And it's like so visually unappealing. And it's like one thing, like if you're just like living your life, and like, I could forgive that for you, for me, for everyone. But like, you're on TV. This looks like a shithole. Can we get like someone in here to like zhuzh this up a little bit?
Also, this kind of apartment is, I know, has a lot of triggers for you because you do not like wall-to-wall carpeting in a home.
Do they have wall-to-wall here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. And they got creatures running amok, peeing, pissing, shitting. Do you get geckos? I'm sure there's gecko poop.
Do they have dogs, though?
One of her dogs RIP this week.
Oh, may they rest. Yeah, I was thinking about you recently, actually, because I was like, I wonder what Dan does in hotel rooms, because most hotel rooms are wall-to-wall carp, and I know Dan famously hates.
So I love before pre-booking, taking a peek to the screenshots. Do we have some hardwood floors?
Okay, but most hotel rooms in this...
I don't know. I don't know if that's the case anymore. I think the tides are turning. And then number two, let's say it is, we're keeping our shoes on until we go onto the bed. Not that the bed is like...
What?
What do you mean, what?
You're keeping your shoes on until you go into the bed?
Yeah. So like when I'm walking around the room, I'm not walking around in a sock or barefoot on the wall-to-wall carpeting. I'm keeping my shoes on. What's not clicking?
No, I'm just trying to think that through.
Yeah.
Like, even a sock isn't good enough for you?
I just, like, I don't want to, like, walk on this bare carpet floor.
What about shower to getting your clothes on?
I'm speaking in generalities. Like we get, let's say we get home from dinner. I'm going to, like, mosey on over to the bed, hop on the bed, take my shoe off.
Okay, then if you have to use the bathroom in the middle of the night.
These aren't, like, the floor is not lava. I'm just saying I'm trying to avoid walking around on this gross floor.
Okay.
The floor is not lava.
Okay. I don't know a lot about hotels, but I feel like they at least vacuum more than they take care of a lot of the aspects of the bed. The bed is famously like the place where the bad things happen in hotels.
Well, what we're doing is we're pulling comforter down.
Of course. Yeah. You're checking for the babiz and like all of that. But I'm just saying.
Okay. That's it for Duty and Luke. Why don't we get over to like.
Now I'm imagining you sleeping in your bed with shoes on.
Good. Jax and Jasmine. This duo.
It's like. Two strangers
picked to live in a house.
Yeah. When they were like waving at each other from like across the bar, I was like, Jax wasn't really sure who he was meeting. And like the conversation is so interesting. It's like, she's like, I need to fill you in on what your wife said at girls' night about your sex life, which is like such a weird.
And then the way he was like, this is between us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have those two hanging out. He tells her if he says that Jess said if my marriage lasts the next 2 months I'll be shocked, and he says she's been texting other men, and then Kristen told Jax about that.
Yes,
so mystery solved as to like what the protection is.
Yeah,
we have Danny having Jesse and Jason over to destroy and then rebuild furniture.
This is like such like an antics scene.
Mm.
And it's like, okay, let's try to do this. It doesn't, the task they're given doesn't seem too hard to me.
Yeah.
So how many babies do they have at this point?
Three under two, remember?
They have three under two. So we're getting rid of a day bed, which to me seems like maybe we should keep that around for like later in the scenario. Not that you need like a day bed for the baby, but like you might need it for a guest or something like that.
Okay.
So we're doing three cribs in this one room.
Yeah. That's what you got to do.
I know.
What choice do they have?
I mean, like, I don't know.
It seemed like...
Where's the Disney money?
It's gone. That's why they have to do... They have to get this room together for the sponsored post.
Yeah. Also, this apartment, like being in the living room with them, it was like, are there any windows in this space?
I wonder if they're like closed for production reasons.
Maybe.
Okay. Jax and Brittany go into Jax's bar.
We need a review of Jax's bar. I know we know people who've been there.
I know. We've asked for voice memos. We have not received.
Peachlarm to the show was sending us the menu yesterday. And I was actually like, this menu looks pretty good compared to some other restaurants in LA.
Yeah.
At least like it's like solid, mostly bar food.
But then we venture to the boot. Italy, the homeland.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know if I would get, like, seafood at Jax's establishment that's in Studio City.
I trust.
Okay. Yeah, so Dan would order the mussels. I don't know if I would go for that. Maybe a fried fish moment.
Calamar?
Oh, yeah, of course. You can get that anywhere. Yeah. You can get that in, like, Ohio, and it's great.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, you can.
They don't... I know you could get it... I don't know about it being great.
Yeah, trust me.
I don't know if you have a Italiano palate.
That's not real Italian. Mm-hmm. That's like, that's Americanized Italian. I know all about that.
Okay, yeah,
I'm basically Americanized Italian.
All right, Davis.
Davisano.
Davisano. Jax and Brittany also like talking about their relationship sitting outside of Jax's.
Well, we know now.
I love him being like, no, we will never be like Jesse and Michelle. No.
Oh my God. Ugh.
Although I am interested. Like we had Janet on Watch Women's Live this week and she's like, oh, they're actually like doing better.
Apart,
but I still don't see them getting back together. The reunions got me intrigued.
I can't wait.
Not filmed yet.
I know. It's that won't be Clubhouse, will it?
Please don't be.
We should be like back in the day and film it at Jax's.
Oh my God.
Because remember early Vanderpump was filmed actually at Sir?
Yeah. And Jackson, like the prop seat.
Yeah.
He's the prop. Okay. Like we're talking about Jax for hours at this point. Jax hair loss event.
Okay, we're at the Mondrian, which is a storied place.
Where we had like the Gecko's funeral.
We had the Gecko's funeral. This is where lore tells us that was the first like night that Tom Sandoval and Raquel might have hooked up.
On the roof.
Yeah, but like there's been different stories, but the Mondrian is a part of it. Like Guy's Night from last season is a big part of that story.
Okay.
Though people have told us that like it might have happened outside of Saddle Ranch, but who knows? Kristen walks in a little later and is like, oh, with Van Gogh, and is like, oh, this is where me and my friends used to get schwasted. The fact that like schwasted is still in her vocabulary at ripe 40 is kind of legendary.
Mamo. Where's the bear cheese?
The fact that she's here.
I mean, hasn't aged today. Ever since like Sheena told her about her boyfriend buying her a penguin.
I know.
Mamaw.
Speaking of Mamaw, did you know that Ben Cohen calls Kelly Ripa Mima and calls Mark Consuelos Peepaw?
Why?
I think like a fun thing between friends.
Fun thing between friends. Okay. Okay. The Burning Man woman.
Beautiful.
Beautiful woman. selling her wares.
The fact that like, I'm sorry, this scene to me was like, I cannot believe the way that straight men go gaga gaga over just like a random woman wearing like an outfit.
It was very like Looney Tunes, like, oh, ooga, ooga.
Each and every one of them.
Jax is like, thou shalt not cheat.
Even fucking Van Gogh was like, I was like, I thought your ear was supposed to fall off, not your eyes.
Okay, now we gotta go to dinner.
Okay, so we kick Mama out, Mama out.
We kick Schwartzy out.
We kick Schwartzy out.
Schwartzy should have been allowed.
He should have.
Or is this only main cast?
I know. Schwartzy would have brought some, like, calm.
A calm in the storm. Because I believe in blackout.
I believe in Schwartzy.
Wait, this is, like, apropos of nothing, but when Duty says, I'm the only one who's not drunk other than Nia, not including
Janet,
like the 5 month pregnant woman. You have to laugh. You have to laugh.
Okay, let's talk about this. First of all, okay, did they like pump them all full of like espresso martinis?
Yeah, it's and, that like, neat shots? Espresso.
They were all like so like revved up, but also blackout in a way that was so scary. And they were in this like
windowless.
It was like a must have been like just like one of those convention like random center. Meeting rooms in this hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
Spent a lot of time in those rooms. So scary.
Yeah. including Janet. They bumped her full.
When Kristen starts talking about how Jesse's a douchebag.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, she gets into a fight with Luke.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, I've never called you a douchebag. And he's like, well, actually,
you have.
I just want to state facts. You have called me a douchebag. No,
like, I have to tell the truth. Like, you called me a douchebag.
And then fucking Zach, our curly-haired hairline.
Curly?
It's like a curly, like, low hairline whatever. Him just being like, Kristen. I'm like, has anyone wanted to be on TV more?
I mean, he, like, moved all the way from Kentucky.
I know. He said, this ain't Kentucky.
This ain't Kentucky. When Danny was, like, raising his hand and Nia was, like, lowering it. These two.
I mean, the fact that they're the most stable couple. And they're actually good. And he was raising his hand because I think he was, like, just trying to, like,
be polite.
Tap in. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So then, like, Kristen walks out first. And it's talking to producers.
And then Jesse goes.
And then it's talking to producers.
And then they start to get into like a little tuffle.
Yeah. Tussle.
Tussle. And then Luke, to me, when he's like maybe a little drunky drunk and he gets into like a rage trying to like defend Kristen, it is very Forrest Gump coming to the defense of Jenny in the film Forrest Gump.
In the film A, the titular film.
Like, just blind rage will defend his woman at any cost and, like, runs out there and, like, Jesse's like, what are you gonna do? Which maybe is emasculating. Mm. But then we've got, like, all the characters going out into the hall to try to help.
Michelle. Michelle.
Zach goes
tits out.
Yeah. Zach goes out in there.
Zach is caught in the crossfire.
We have not had... This hallway scene was reminiscent to me of Miami underwear party.
Krupa versus Adriana.
Just like the action of it. Mm. Like the way the camera went down the hallway.
The cinematography.
Yeah. And this fucking loser, Jesse. It's like, what? You're taking out this gay guy, your own wife is in the way. Brittany's in the way.
Brittany's in the thick of it.
Kristen like sneaks out. And then you're going after Luke. You're going after Vincent Van Gogh, one of the best artists of our generation.
The way it ends with the famous trailer scene of Judy saying she'd rather be on Vanderpump Rules. What a way to close it out.
And the fact is, like, Duty, actually, no, now you're on the more iconic show.
Like, they're coming to you soon.
And you, like, you're the one who built this.
You built this house.
It's so crazy how Kristen Duty built this house.
Mm. I know.
Her and Vincent Van Gogh really got together.
And Jax.
And Jax.
And Lisa Vanderpump, executive producer.
Yeah. And I'd put Nia in there. Like, we need a gorgeous woman.
And Nia.
Nina.
Okay, we need a gorgeous woman. Okay. Let's do a Freak of the Week and then One True Queen. Speaking of Freak and Lisa Vanderpump.
So this is from Page Six. Lisa Vanderpump is shrugging off Kyle Richards and Morgan Wade's relationship rumors when asked about a recent Daily Mail report claiming her former Real Housewives of Beverly Hills co-star will not be asked to return to the Bravo reality show unless she goes public with her alleged romance. Mm. Vanderpump wondered why the world, quote, has to know. The Sir owner, 63, has told Parade Monday that she personally does not, quote, want to know who is munching on anything.
On Lesbian Visibility Week?
Oh, I thought she was doing a reference to Silky Nutmeg Ganache.
Munch, crunch.
Yeah.
She was doing a reference. She wants Silky back on All Stars.
Yeah.
Lisa,
please. No, I think it's fine.
Okay, it's fine.
Okay, so who is our one true queen?
Well, we aren't covering Summer House this week, but one Teddy, Theodora, Josephine, Mellencamp, Arroyo tweeted the following, or said the following.
Tweeted.
Watching Summer House for the first time, and guys, how did I not know this is the best show? I mean, if you've been looking at everything we've been preaching and praying and saying and preaching,
I know.
Then you would know if you were a Come Through Queen listener.
I know. Our friend Connor to the show recently saw a Hiyu post
about West.
I was wearing West drag at Zombie Hut on
Everyone
Saturday.
Everyone was calling you out.
Yeah.
Doing West drag. And yeah, Summer, it should be fun. We'll catch up with them next week. Until then, go to comethroughqueen.com for links to everything. A Patreon pre-show for the ages. The tortured poets. We dip the torture in the poet. It's just good.
And their department.
Links to social. And just like, comment, subscribe. Archer, retweet.
Love us, please retweet.
We'll see you next week. Bye. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.